It's Thursday, July 28th, and you're tuned in to the Tanami Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. What a busy, busy week it has.
Dude, what are we talking about? It's been a slow week.
Dude, it was like Comic-Con last week.
Nothing happened in the video game sphere. What are you talking about?
Was it really nothing?
Not much. Not much is happening.
Dude.
That cat game came out.
Okay.
That's about it.
You love cats.
You can pre-order Dealfield Chronicle now on Steam, I guess, if you want to do that.
You love cats.
I don't like cats. Where are you getting this idea from?
Honestly, man, if I saw you on the street, I'd be like, that man's a cat, man.
And you know what? I just defy expectations at every corner. All right?
I'd be like, what a hipster. He doesn't like cats.
He's got long hair. I bet he has a cat.
Yeah, I bet he probably has two cats.
A bunch of plants.
Probably.
House plants, yeah.
Probably.
I get that.
You give off that look, but that denim jacket isn't helping you.
But, oh, it's so cool.
Like a cat.
Oh, like a cool cat.
Yeah,
Yeah, I guess. That's like, actually, I had this conversation once with, I was talking to Blaven and his friend on Discord.
Yeah, and they're like, you like cats.
No, and they were how come you always like seem to like attract the more artsy type girls, but you don't like share their same like moral sensibilities? And I was just like, because I look like a fucking beatnik. Like my whole style is.
But you love music.
Like
I
go to jazz bars and I snap. I'm like, oh my God, it was so good.
Yeah, you do that.
No,
I've seen you do that.
That's a straight up lie. You've never seen.
Like you walk out of the alley, you know, you yeah. feed the cat. Start snapping down the hall.
Like, damn, that's some groovy beat.
See? I don't know why that came out of your mouth so natural. Jeez. I know. This man's a cat
yeah,
lover.
You know what? I look like it, but I am not a cat person.
You know what they say? Dress for the job you want. And the job you want, apparently, is cats.
Is cat. I want to own cats is my job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. The fuck?
I really don't know why, but yeah, that's
I don't like cat. I like my style. All right, it has nothing to do with
Catman.
I just don't like cats.
Okay, we'll see. Well,
I'm a dog
see.
Person. I like dogs.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't think I've ever heard you once tell me about how you walk your dog.
My dog didn't want to go for walks. My dog was exceptionally lazy. But when I took care of my sister's dog, I walked her every day, like twice a day.
Yeah, because that's not your dog. That's you're under the responsibility of someone else's dog.
Yeah, and I didn't pawn it off on anybody else. I took that
responsibility
to heart.
Because you had to.
No, I didn't have to.
But if it were your dog.
I would. If my dog wanted to go for walks and it was my dog, I would take my dog for a walk.
I think you should get a dog that likes to walk.
I probably should.
Yeah, you should.
Instead of the fucking little tiny dog I had that just wanted to eat food and lay down.
Yeah. Get a real dog.
Yeah, I will.
You know what you got?
I got a cat.
A cat. And you loved it.
I didn't like my dog was okay.
You loved
my
that
dog. Was dog. Fine. My
dog
was
you
fine.
Loved how just did whatever the fuck it wanted,
yeah,
walked around the house, if it wanted to sit on you like a cat.
My
it
dog
would
didn't
do
want
it.
My dog was antisocial. Didn't want to talk to anybody.
Oh, like a cat. So, nice. No. All right.
Just
all right. It's all coming together. It's all coming together.
Oh no.
It's all coming together.
Oh no.
You know it's not a cat.
What?
Actually.
I was going to say, if you talk about the one movie first, it is a cat, and you should change your segue.
Dragons are not cats.
Dragons are not cats. That is correct. Dragons are not cats.
So anyways, yeah, Comic-Con was this past weekend, and there was a ton of stuff. Obviously, too much information for us to cover everything. I've picked out a couple selected highlights that we all should pay attention to.
Okay.
First up, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves is a movie.
This is a movie where I feel that Nathan Fillion once again got robbed.
He did.
Like, he should be the lead in this movie.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
And they got some cheap Nathan Fillion replacement.
Chris Pine?
Yeah. Garbage.
Chris Pine is not a cheap Nathan Fillion replacement.
He's an expensive Nathan Fillion replacement.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
But they should have just got Nathan Fillion.
They got Captain Kirk. Come on.
Dude. He's trying so hard to be Nathan Fillion.
They got the boy,
get over
they got
it, right?
The boy toy from Wonder Woman.
Be your own person.
He God is. Damn. They got, was he Jack Reacher? No, that was.
No, that's Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, Jack
Was
Reacher.
He Jack Ryan?
Maybe. He might have been Jack Ryan.
I can't remember.
Oh my God, it's Jason Bourne.
No, I know he wasn't Jason Bourne. That's for sure. Yeah, no, but the movie looks wild. It looks like a lot of fun.
It honestly kind of just reminds me of the first Guardians movie, but in a D&D world. And honestly, I'm not too mad about it.
Yeah, for how... Because it looks so random. Mm-hmm. I guess that's how most D&D games go, though.
Yeah, so. It's like what happens, you roll, and then random shit.
Yeah, so not... Random outcomes. It looks like a fun little romp.
Yeah. Like a summer blockbuster, kind of. But not this summer. Was there a release date on this, or was it just an announcement?
It was... There's a date.
Sure.
I couldn't tell you.
I believe you.
When?
No, I'll believe you. I just believe you.
But I know there's a date. I know it's in 2023, March.
I guess that counts. Okay.
Yeah, 2023, March. The other big movie that I think a lot of people were very excited to see was the teaser trailer for John Wick Chapter 4.
Bro, this was news of the week. Oh my God.
I won't lie. The trailer was cool. Mm-hmm. But it didn't hype me like
what?
The other ones.
What? Did you even watch the third one?
I can't even remember what the third one was.
Holly Berry was in it? And they tag team with the dogs?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God. This guy.
No, like, it's a fun movie. I'd recommend it. But I don't take them seriously.
You expecting? You're not supposed to. It's John Wick. You're expecting Citizen Kane? Like, what are you doing over here?
No, I'm not. I'm just like, yeah, it's cool. That's why this trailer doesn't excite me. It's just like, yeah, okay,
that's cool stuff. Why it excites me. Because I'm like, God damn, that looks cool.
Like, I know it's going to be cool. But like,
Donnie Yen's in it. Finally.
See, this is a situation where like everyone was like, we need to put Jackie Chan and Jet Li in a movie together.
Yeah.
But by the time it happened, they were both too goddamn old to do anything cool. And Donnie Yen is now at that age where...
He's on the cusp.
Like, when you see him in big Hollywood movies now... He's too old.
He's like the senior assassin advisor.
Yeah, this is like when Jet Li showed up in... What's that movie with all the...
Cradles of the Grave featuring DMX.
No. All the like 80s action stars.
Oh,
not the Untouchables. The
Expendables. There you go.
Yeah. And that's why in the second one, he couldn't really do much.
Yeah, because he's old.
He was old. And he reported like he couldn't actually do the things anymore.
Yeah.
And Donnie Yen is at that point now.
But he can still do the things. Maybe not, just not as crazy.
Not in this trailer.
He was doing stuff.
He touched a man.
Yeah. It's better than nothing.
I just don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. It makes me mad.
I just like the John Wick universe. That whole series is very good at world building. With like the Assassins League and their own currency, and
I don't know if that's good.
I like it
because like what the movie does really well is not tell you anything about the world, so you kind of just have to eat at whatever crumbs they give you.
Yeah, that's fun, and you get to like theorize and do whatever, and then like when they give you more crumbs in the next movies, you're like, oh, like fleshes it out more. And, like,
I guess
there's a secret Arab guy in the desert who's like the secret leader of everything.
This does check out because these are the kind of like shonen you love to read.
Yes, I'm gonna talk about one to this week.
I know, where there's literally no plot except for like the slight back, like someone has a throwaway background line.
Fine. And then I'm like, that's the story, let's go.
345 chapters later they call back to it as if it was this planned thing.
Genius. Oda is a genius, dude. Jeez. He's been planning it since chapter 10. I don't know what to tell you.
Alright. All right.
Different strokes for different folks.
No.
It's just that your strokes are wrong.
No, Anthony, we've been through this many times. Your opinions are incorrect.
My opinions are fantastic, and they're always spot on.
No. But what I would like to say is that we got another teaser trailer for Mobile Suit Gundam, The Witch from Mercury.
This just keeps looking better and better.
It does.
Every time I see it.
You like the animation here?
Animation looks very nice.
Yeah, you like that it's CG?
I can't tell, and that's what I want out of my CG. My problem with CG is that I can tell.
I could tell.
I couldn't tell.
You couldn't tell?
No.
Dude, get some new eyes.
I guess I need some glasses, maybe.
Yeah, you do. You do.
I think I might actually have to go for an eye test, so we'll see.
Yeah,
you should get a little squinty when I'm too far away from some stuff.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, the trailer looks good. Comes out October. Worldwide simulcast. What's wrong?
Oh, this is off. But like, if I get glasses, then I'll extra look like a cat, dude. God damn.
Only.
Fuck.
Only.
If they're the clear rim.
If you get the round rim.
I like the old ones, the old man glasses, where it's got the bar connecting. On top of the nose bridge.
I mean, yeah, that works too. Catman.
Fuck.
Cat
God damn man. It. I can't escape it.
You cannot.
I cannot escape
it. Anyways, to move on to more cat-like topics.
See, I did that just for you.
Obviously, the big probably headline-grabbing announcement at San Diego Comic-Con was that Marvel outlined their next couple years of Marvel series.
Okay.
We are currently in Phase 4, which officially ends this tomorrow. Holiday. Okay. With the release of Black Panther 2, Wakanda Forever.
Oh, all right.
Wakanda, 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 Wakanda. Obviously, Chadwick Boseman has passed away.
Yes.
How they're going to write him out of the movie, who knows? And I guess the big question here is, who is going to be the Panther? Who's the Black Panther?
It's Kendrick Lamar.
Is it a female? Is it a male?
I think they got to keep it as a dude.
But in the teaser, it's clearly a girl.
Is it?
That's clearly a girl at the end.
Is it?
No dude's that thin.
Dude, there's a lot of slender dudes out there now. All right?
There's no way that's a dude.
Have you ever heard of Bussy? All right?
Yeah, but that was clearly a woman.
All right.
That was a woman.
Okay.
That was a woman. In there.
A whammon?
It looks cool. I think the big surprising thing here is they are introducing Atlantis and Namor.
Yeah, Namor was there. In the trailer.
And it looks like it's a fight between the most advanced civilizations.
And the ocean.
Yeah. So
I feel like the ocean wins that.
Well, I'd say the fight is between the most advanced civilizations because they're both super advanced.
True.
Right?
True.
Atlantis is hella up there. So
Do you think they're just going to put Namor in a Speedo and that's it?
They did.
Nice.
But they gave him some stuff.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It looks like a cool movie. Honestly, this looks like a bait and switch. I feel like they're showing it as Atlantis versus Wakanda.
Yeah, and it's going to be something else.
Here's a female Black Panther.
Here's Galactus.
But this is what it's really about.
Okay.
Blah, blah, blah. But it looks cool.
Jupiter went missing.
Yeah, it comes out this November.
Okay.
I'm down to see it. But before that, we got She-Hulk.
This looks better.
Than
originally what had came out for it.
I am losing faith in all these TV shows.
Yeah?
Like, they are all perfectly acceptable, but not necessarily things I care to be on the, like, cutting edge of watching.
If I were, like, a super fan, yes, I'd be super pumped for this.
And I think a lot of people are.
Fans of the genre will enjoy this film, or this TV series.
Okay.
But, yeah, I don't know. It looks better than what they had originally shown. Because they bring back a lot of like what She-Hulk, or they bring in what a lot of what She-Hulk is known for, like the fourth wall breaks and all of her just like wacky bullshit. Because She-Hulk is kind of, well, she's a joke character, but she's still pretty, I guess, important.
Yeah.
To the MCU.
Yeah.
It's not like a Squirrel Girl situation over on the DC side where she's
yes.
like super wacky, wild bullshit. But I don't know. It looks okay. It's not something I would sub to Disney Plus for.
No. Did you find that the change between her human form and She-Hulk looked really different?
In terms of?
Well, you know how, like, with the Hulk, the Hulk's face still looks like Mark Ruffalo?
Yes.
I feel like with She-Hulk, it does not look like her actress.
I think, like, they definitely gave her model face.
Yeah, like, she looks extra pretty.
Yeah, because when she's in, like, lawyer form, she's kind of got, like, the cutesy round face with, like, the short bob. And I think they're going for that, like, what's that movie trope where it's like, oh my God, the nerdy girl in school took off her glasses and let her hair down and now she's hot.
Yeah.
Right? I think they're going for that kind of a transformation.
Yeah.
But it's like way too jarring.
Yeah. I don't know.
They gave her like actual, like an actual jawline.
I mean, I guess that's what happens when you work out enough.
I guess. Or when you grow three, 4 feet.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah, She-Hulk looks all right.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's airing in a couple weeks.
It looks better than bad, which was what I thought it was going to be before.
Okay.
So,
beyond that, we got announcements for the Marvel Phase 5.
Yeah.
And what I'll say is that we are currently in the Marvel Multiverse Saga.
Nice.
Whereas 1 to 3 was the Infinity Saga.
Mm-hmm.
We are currently in the Multiverse Saga. So I think a lot of the complaints with the Marvel Universe after Avengers Endgame and whatnot was that there was no direction for these movies, like yes. what's happening. So they basically outlined everything and it told you that this is the Multiverse Saga. That's what we're dealing with here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want to say, because now we know this is the Multiverse Saga, and obviously Doctor Strange introduced some stuff, as did Thor. I saw a rumor for Black Panther.
Okay.
Or a theory. Mm-hmm. And it's the theory that I know I want it to be 100% true, because if it's not, I will cry.
All right.
And the theory is they're going to pull Michael B. Jordan from another universe to be Black Panther? The universe's Black Panther.
Earth, what, 314 or whatever the fuck it is.
Whatever the movies are. I saw that theory and I thought to myself,
that would be perfect.
That's too perfect. It's never going to happen. That would be perfect. That's just too perfect. So we shall see.
Dude, and what? So it's going to be a girl Black Panther for like a movie, and then they're going to get a man to take over?
No, it's going to be a girl Black Panther for half the movie.
Oh, and then she's like.
And then a man's going to come in and show you how to do the job right. That's what's going to happen.
Just like real life.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no.
I'm joking. Oh, no. It's a joke. I'm joking. No. It's not real.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. I hope it doesn't end up like that, but that's why I said I think the female Panther is a bait and switch still.
I can see that, yeah.
Or maybe there's two Black Panthers. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyways, next year, starting off Phase 4, is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Oh, this is the one, I think I heard news about this. They're going to put in, was it Kang? Krang?
The new...
Is that the...
Kang the Conqueror?
Yeah, Kang the Conqueror. Yeah. I heard about this one. It was on Twitter.
He'll be introduced here. This is coming out in February.
Okay.
And then we have a new show called Secret Invasion.
Haven't they been like announcing this since like fucking 5 years ago?
They have. It's going to be centering around Nick Fury and Maria Hill dealing with the alien conflict.
All right. So Men in Black.
Close enough. Sure. The Men in Black. After that, in May 2023, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
This movie's not real. I don't believe it.
This one will introduce Adam Warlock.
Oh, I want it to be real. Oh, I want it to be real. Bring over Adam Warlock. Let's go.
That's right. And then after that, they showed off that there's going to be The Marvels, which is a July 28th release date mm-hmm. in 2023. So that's Ms. Marvel and Ms. Marvel.
Oh, the two Ms. Marvel.
Yeah. They also have production is underway for two shows, Echo.
Which is?
I don't actually know too much about Echo, but there's also Loki Season 2.
Okay.
But Echo is, what do you call it? Oh, she's from the Hawkeye show.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, so, well, yeah, whatever. After that, we will have another series on television in the fall for Ironheart.
Is this the Iron Man thing?
Have you never heard of Ironheart?
No.
Where, yeah, it's basically, you know... In Black Panther, his sister, the technology girl.
Yeah.
So, essentially, she's Iron Man.
Oh, she's Wakanda Iron Man?
Well, she's Ironheart now.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. The show that nobody ever needed, but they're going to make anyways after that. This is Agatha, the Coven of Chaos. This is from WandaVision, the villain, the other witch.
So, she's going to get her own show?
She has her own show.
Oh, who is this lady?
She's a very famous actress.
Yeah.
Like she's in a lot of television shows, but she has her own.
Why is she dressed up like she should be on Sabrina?
She's a witch.
I guess that makes sense.
Catherine Hahn. That's her name.
Okay.
Catherine Hahn. Yeah, that's coming out winter next year. And then finally, 2024, we have Captain America New World Order. Anthony Mackie or the Falcon.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, is it still Anthony Mackie?
Captain America.
All right.
Okay. And then dropping bombs. Is Daredevil Born Again?
Dude.
In the spring of 2024.
2024? Who cares?
Can you believe the timeline for this kind of stuff?
Who cares?
2024. Daredevil is back.
It's so...
Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin is back. But Anthony, I'm not done.
This is still... How long is Phase 5?
Because Phase 5 has one more movie to seal the deal. July 26, 2024. Marvel Studios presents The Thunderbolts.
Like the puppets? Like that puppet show? No, or
the Thunderbolts. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. The Thunderbolts. The knockoff Avengers.
Who?
You know, the morally questionable knockoff Avengers.
Who cares?
The Thunderbolts.
Who cares? I don't even know who they are, but also who cares?
You know U.S. Agent?
No.
Okay.
What's a U.S. Agent?
He leads the Thunderbolts.
Is it?
You've never played MVC and you go alternate costume Cap and it's U.S. Agent where he's wearing black?
Is that what I don't know the reference is. I just know he's had a black costume.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
He leads the Thunderbolts.
All right, well, if they're morally ambiguous or
it, you're gonna love this
I'll movie. Probably love it the most, but right now, who cares?
All right. But Anthony, don't worry. That's it for Phase 5.
That's July.
That's Phase 5.
2 years. That's 2 years from now.
Yeah, don't worry. That's the end of Phase 5. Don't worry about it. Okay?
Yeah, because I know what your next pick is. And I'm looking at
Marvel Studios Phase 6.
Oh, my God. It's so far in the future. Who? Just keep it a secret.
So don't worry. Phase 6.
I'm looking at dates that end in 2025.
Phase 6 only has 3 movies.
All right.
And the first one's in 2024. It's November the 8th, and it is called Fantastic Four. Are you excited? You like Fantastic Four?
There's been no good Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, but this could be the one.
It's so far out. When this comes out, okay, think about it this way. I'll be 34. Will I care about this shit still? Or I'll be doing taxes and shit, like caring about my mortgage.
Yeah, you'll care.
I probably will.
You'll care. What are you talking about? Yeah, you'll care. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
You'll care. What are you talking about? You know why I say that? Because I remember in 2015 when they put out the plan for the Avengers, and we're like, we're going to be 30 when Endgame comes out.
Yeah, true.
Are we going to care? What happened?
Now we're here.
Endgame came out, and holy shit.
Fuck, there's audio proof of that, too. Yeah. God damn.
Anyway, so Fantastic Four, November 8th, 2024. Who cares? It's the final two movies that are really exciting. May 2nd, 2025. Avengers. The Kang Dynasty.
Okay. All right.
But don't worry about that one. The one you really want to be excited for is...
I'm looking at another one.
November 7th, 2025. Avengers Secret Wars.
There's 2 Avengers movies in 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's all of Phase 6. I mean, I'm sure there'll be TV shows in between, but as of right now, that's it.
Okay.
Are you excited about... the Marvel projections?
I don't give a shit past next year.
But what about Secret Wars?
I honestly have never read Secret Wars. I don't know what it's about.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on. It sounds secret.
You know who would love Secret Wars?
Raven?
You.
Why?
You want to know the premise of Secret Wars?
Tell me.
I forget who. It might be Adam Warlock. He pulls heroes from across the multiverses to fight each other.
It's just a battle arc?
Yes.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool.
Because back then, I'll give you the story. The two major toy companies were Mattel and Kenner. And Kenner was crushing because they had Star Wars and they had DC.
Okay.
So to combat this, Mattel told, basically Marvel said, why don't you just do something like this? Give us a reason to have all the characters out, and then we can make a toy line around it.
Oh, my God. So I'm reading the villain for Secret Wars.
Yeah.
It's called the Beyonder.
Oh, hell yeah.
And his whole thing was he is self-proclaimed omnipotent.
Yeah.
And he kidnapped heroes and villains of the Marvel Universe and had them do battle on a planet called Battle World.
Yo. You know who's going to love this shit? You.
All right. I might care. I might care about this. Oh, no. I talked too soon.
So why I really like Secret Wars is Secret Wars is actually the first appearance of Black Suit Spider-Man. This is where he first gets the symbiote.
Okay.
And the other thing Mattel tried to do with Marvel is they said, bring them all back, but to make more money, give them special battle costumes. And so when you look at Secret Wars versions of these characters,
they're all decked out.
Yeah.
So you can sell more toys.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So that's why Spider-Man's wearing black, right?
Oh, my God.
But then, of course, they turn that eventually into Venom, blah, blah, blah. But I think, you know, Secret Wars as an actual narrative fictional piece, it's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
But its importance in terms of, like, how it affected comics is probably why it's so regarded. But yeah, it's just a battle. That's all it is. All right. It's pretty fun. So that's the...
I'm going to come back next week. I read Secret Wars. That shit's fire.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. So that was my pick. That was my pick for the Marvel. My last one is... This one's just for me, man. I just found out about these, like, today.
Okay.
Lego's got some announcements for a toy line that I really like called Speed Champions, and they are, like... 8 wide cars.
What do you mean wide cars?
Studs. Like they're 8 studs wide. And they make cars.
Oh my God, the fucking Lego lingo is coming out.
Bruh.
You're in too deep.
I love this shit. Anyways, they announced two more. But these two cars are interesting because they're the first in the movie. I forget what it's called, but like movie concept, whatever, blah, okay. blah, blah. First one is the DB5 from the Aston James Martin? Bond.
Oh, the old one.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Yo, oil slicks, minigun in the headlights. I'm down.
This is such a cool set.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah,
so that also looks like it will sell out immediately.
It does. So this is clearly
$20.
Yeah, it's only $20.
Oh.
Yeah. It's only
all right.
Like 7 inches long.
Oh, I thought you meant when you said 8 wide, I thought you meant like the width, not the length was 8.
The width of the like.
Oh, that's 8?
From the headlight, like the two headlights?
Okay.
Yeah, that's smaller 8 than studs. I thought. Yeah, it's small. Right. It's a small set. It's only $20 American, $30 so Canadian,
$50
something like that. Yeah. So what you'll notice is even though it's the old Aston Martin DB5, this minifigure it comes with is Daniel Craig, so it's from the latest movie.
Oh, the new movie. Yeah,
no
yeah,
Time
yeah.
to Die. But yeah, it looks cool. Right. It looks cool. All yeah, right. So it's not that big. Like if you look at this girl holding it, it's not the biggest mm-hmm. car in the world. Yeah, I'm excited to get this. I'm gonna buy like 7 of them. See what I'll do with it.
7.
Yeah. I think this is going to sell out, but I don't know if it's going to sell out more than the Charger.
Mm.
Because the Charger is Dom's Charger. That's from fucking, the Fast I and
want,
the Furious.
I want that. That's sick.
And it comes with a Toretto minifig.
Dude, that's so cool.
He comes with a wrench.
Of course. You beat that guy with a wrench.
Yeah.
I was just watching Tokyo Drift yesterday. Shit's fucking sick.
That has nothing to do with
he appears at the end in the Charger. What are you talking about?
There is no Charger in that movie.
He's got a long muscle car. All
that's
right?
Not a Charger.
The same
he's,
car.
He's got like a Buick in there.
It's the same car.
Oh my god! That, you're being racist
against cars.
Yeah. I'm gonna take this from you. yeah, but it looks cool. I need both of these. These come out August 1st.
That's pretty sick. And the I'm Dom. Just,
yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah, and I'm just like, dude. I got plans August 1st. When's August 1st?
Soon.
Like it's Monday.
Monday.
Oh, shoot. It's a holiday.
It is a holiday. Well, that's why you go to the Lego store.
Wait.
I'm sure malls will be open.
Yorkdale's open.
Yeah, Yorkdale doesn't give a fuck.
Hell yeah, baby.
Dude, if you're going, I'll go. I'm down.
No, I can't.
What?
Because I got plans immediately right after. I'm going to try and squeeze
I'll crash them. Let's go.
I got to squeeze these.
Dude, I'm there.
Plans.
I'll third wheel. Let's get in there.
It's not a third wheel situation.
Oh,
you'll be like ninth wheel.
Ninth wheel? Yeah. I'm in. Yeah. Let's go. Mr. Steal your girl.
You'll be like spare tire situation.
Dude, you got to be on your toes or I'm going to take your girlfriend, dude.
I don't think so. All right. Because none of them like cats.
I don't like cats either. God damn.
Those are my picks.
All right. My picks are going to... My picks.
The Catman.
Yeah, I know it's coming out. Oh, my picks are going to be very quick. PlayStation's August PS Plus games have been announced. They are fucking bangers.
I only saw one. Only one's a banger.
All of them, or no, two of them are bangers. Two out of three are bangers.
I would say one.
Okay, so Little Nightmares, not a banger.
No.
Who cares? But the other two games are Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2, the remake, and Yakuza Like a Dragon, new Yakuza.
I'm glad I didn't buy that.
God, hell yeah, those games are sick. The more people play those games, the better.
I am loving this world where I don't have to buy games.
You know what? I already beat it, and I already know I was part of the zeitgeist.
Oh,
all right?
My God.
You don't like the zeitgeist? You don't like being a part of that?
This is why he likes cats.
You don't like talking on internet forums?
No. I like talking in person with people.
Xbox is better than PlayStation.
You still there?
Because your mom sucks. Like, man,
is that what you're doing all week, yeah, bro?
Go on the System Wars forum. Oh, let's go. But yeah, keep an eye out for those. Those are part of the regular PS Plus account. But if you get the super ultra PlayStation Plus upgrade, they're putting all 8 Yakuza games on there. So
okay,
you can do that. You can just play them all, front to back, side to side. Sony has also announced their, what's that thing? The Insight or whatever they're fucking...
In Zone.
So I don't know if this is part of the In Zone. It probably is. But Sony has announced their Backbone controller. For the iPhone.
Oh, baby. There we go. That's
so, I heard you like iPhones, Vince.
I heard you're going to buy one.
I don't know. I might have to now that they got this nice-ass controller. So they're making like a pro gamer controller for your iPhone.
Yeah. So if you want to play Runeterra on it.
Runeterra is a card game. I'm not going to do
that.
You
want to play Minecraft Pocket Edition?
Yeah, PUBG. If you want to play Fortnite on my phone.
Dude, I know you'd be playing Apex with this.
If I play Apex, mobile Apex, maybe. But this thing looks super primo. It's going to be... 100 US American dollars, but also 100 euros because the euro is fucking tanking.
Is that it?
So yeah, you get a nice cool accessory. You can check it out. I think it's cool.
Okay.
There's been some rumors that GTA 6 is about 2 years away. So Bloomberg, it's coming out of Bloomberg. They were reporting that the game was being developed all the way since 2014. They are thinking that it's going to take place in Miami, and it will be the first ever female protag.
Right, that's what the big headline was. Cool.
This is cool to like even just hear rumors about Grand Theft Auto, because I swear to God, if we get to a PlayStation 6 and they're re-releasing Grand Theft Auto 5, like Rockstar, you got like Todd Howard, you got nothing on Rockstar. All right, just put Skyrim on a toaster. Did you see that you could play Doom on a pregnancy test?
No.
Someone made it so that you could play Doom on a pregnancy test.
Like, is it a mod?
No, like so there's like pregnancy tests with like LED screens.
Oh, that's an expensive pregnancy test.
Yeah, and then they modded the screen so that you could play Doom on.
Who's buying
a pregnancy test with that kind of screen in it?
I don't know.
That's fucking bougie.
Yeah, it's pretty bougie.
It's like sending your kids to tennis
camp. So you can read
the
full report on Bloomberg. It's just a bunch of rumors, but it's something. It's better than nothing.
All right.
Some more rumors in the rumor sphere. Apparently, the next Monster Hunter, not like the next expansion, no more Rise content, like the next Monster Hunter by the main team, has been leaked in a Discord data mine.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a Twitter user, NeoNaga99, N-A-G-A, all right? The snake, okay?
Yeah.
Fantasy snake. Get your mind out of the gutter.
I thought you were saying neo-Nazi.
That'd be Neo-Nazi69420XX.
Yeah.
He was experimenting, apparently, with the Discord backend stuff using a developer mode, and he had seemingly found some code in the back of Discord that hinted at something called Monster Hunter Paradise.
Hell yeah.
Everybody knows that, listen, if you're in the know, you know, that Monster Hunter games, they have the one base release, and then they release a big-ass expansion, and that's how it works. There's only ever two of any one series of games. And this next one coming up is going to be, quote-unquote, the main team.
Yes.
Right? Because Rise is the, hey, Nintendo, we're sorry we started making games that you can't run. Here's some stuff.
Yes.
Other than that, nobody really knows what's going on. The tweet got deleted. It's going to be for PlayStation, PC, and Xbox, which I think everybody expected.
Switch 2?
I doubt. Maybe Switch Cloud, when they have all those cloud versions of games. So Monster Hunter 6 is in the works. Maybe we can expect an announcement maybe this holiday. Did Gamescom happen yet?
No.
Maybe Gamescom. I honestly wouldn't expect it maybe until like after all the Rise DLC is out. So until like next year, maybe. So we'll see.
What if this turns out just to be like a Monster Hunter Extreme Beach Volleyball situation?
I will buy it.
But if it's just like Tekken Ball?
Yeah, I'll buy it. I'll buy the special edition.
Oh, wow. All
right.
Dude, I own every DOA Beach Volleyball game.
Yeah, you do.
All right. I imported Extreme 3.
Oh, boy.
That shit slaps. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Catman.
Cap. What? Catman. What? No, what are you talking about? And then the last one is some fun secret stuff. You know, I haven't seen this kind of shit since like the video game magazine era, where someone's like, if you do this in Mortal Kombat, you can unlock Shenlong or whatever the fuck, right? Where it's just like secrets that happen that nobody can figure out how to do, usually because they're not real. Like, oh, if you beat the Elite Four 50 times without healing, you'll go to a different place and get a blue Pikachu or whatever, right? Like that kind of shit. So a Twitter user or a Reddit user named Rad Futago, he posted a video about a secret room in Nier Automata.
Yes.
That nobody can replicate.
Yes.
So
I saw this.
Yoko Taro years ago had said like all the secrets have been found out about Nier. But also Yoko Taro's a fucking troll. So That could be a thing where it's not true, right? and so this Twitter user was in the what's that area called? It's like the fake city. Remember when you go underground and then those Adam and Eve have built out like the all white version
of like
a cityscape or whatever?
Yeah, I remember.
So you go under there and he was fighting some enemies and went up to a wall that had no door outline or anything. But when he walked up to it, there was a door prompt. It opens up a secret door. You fall down a pit, go down. You remember the hallway in Majora's Mask in Ocarina of Time in the Forest Temple where it keeps twisting as you run through it?
I think so.
You go through a tunnel like that, and then you end up in like a church with a white corpse with a flower in it and some weird black cubes that are like pulsating. Absolutely nobody has been able to replicate how they did this. The modding scene has fully admitted that we are not at a level of modding Nier Automata where we can put it into existing content so smoothly like this.
Yeah.
So that's out. People are saying that it might be a thing that's only in the version 1.00 version of the PS4 game.
Okay.
So that might be a thing. Like they patched it out, or they patched out the access.
Yeah.
Nobody knows how to replicate this, and it's got the Nier Automata community in a tizzy because people are even like they're glitching through walls and it doesn't exist on the other side, and like why does this exist? But everybody's saying that like the level design is like too good and too professional to be a mod, so nobody really knows what's going on. It's interesting to watch like the whole Nier community just like lose their shit, and it brings me back to the days of old when you hear about a secret in a magazine and you go to the schoolyard and talk with your friends and you're like, I tried to do it, I couldn't do it. Oh my god.
No.
It's fun. I think this is really cool. If you like Nier Automata, go read about all the lore, I guess.
What does the official Platinum say about this?
The only official word that I've seen so far is from Yosuke Saito, who I think, what did he do?
Did he try and replicate it?
Yosuke Saito. No, I forget what he did on the game.
He did nothing. He
did absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
He was a developer on the game, but he's a producer.
Okay. Yeah,
he was the producer on the game, and he just tweeted Eternal Mystery in all English, and that's it. Eternal Mystery ... and that's it.
Great.
So I think the devs also really don't want to let them know. So
I'm pretty sure a dev leaked this.
Maybe. That's one of the theories, is that someone is a dev and they had a version of the game that allowed them to do this.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Maybe Yoko Taro himself. Maybe that's his like secret alt Reddit account.
That's his assistant's alt Reddit account.
Maybe. Yeah. And this comes out just very, very suspiciously.
Suspiciously.
Just before the Nier Automata End of Yorha edition for the Nintendo Switch comes out.
Oh, boy.
On October 6th.
The stealth marketing.
Who knew? What could it be?
I have no idea. It's DLC.
Who knows, dude? Does that mean you have to play the Switch version to get the true ending?
Nah.
All right, because good. The true ending in that first Nier remake was kind of butt.
Okay.
So yeah, but those are my picks for the week. There was not too much happening. There was like a Lucent Nargacuga gameplay video. He went invisible. That was cool.
Yeah. There's actually a PlayStation blog just put an update for the PS5.
Oh, you can put folders now?
I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's your favorite feature.
I do love folders. It's true.
The other thing is you now can do 1440p.
On the menu? Or just in general?
In general. Your resolution.
Oh, so instead of going from 1080 to 4K, you can do 1440.
Yeah, so
sick. Hell yeah.
All you kids who don't have a 4K panel.
When you got the gamer monitor.
But you all have the gamer model at 2K, you could finally use your gamer monitor.
Hell yeah. All right.
Especially if it's like 120 hertz. As long as it has HDMI 2.0, you're good to go.
Okay. Nice.
So yeah.
You need newer cables for that, right? Like old 2.0? HDMI cables need.
Yeah, because you have to check if there's a 1.4 or 2.0.
Yeah, okay.
You do.
But yeah.
But if you bought a PlayStation 5, it comes with the cable.
Oh, true. Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
I forgot that when I bought that new 3DS, they didn't pack in a charging cable.
No.
That's crazy.
That's right.
That's wild.
Same with the PS3.
I only have that. Didn't give you
a cable.
Yeah.
Lame. Oof. It wasn't Apple who started the trend. It was Nintendo.
Yeah, and I hated it. I hated it then and I hate it now.
I didn't mind.
It was I don't
know. I already had a charger. It was good. It was cool. I'm good. Sweet. All right, let's move into a question to chew on.
Paul, always last minute.
Yes. Paul Chew, indeed, does he write in? Anime and video games are more popular than they have ever been.
It's true.
But not too long ago, this was not the case.
It was not.
What do you think it was that allowed for this cause in popularity or this explosion? Was it something specific? Have they increased in quality enough that now they have garnered mainstream attention or popularity, or was it just their time? One can certainly say that the pandemic increased both of their popularities, but they were already quite popular before it. It just enhanced things. What do you think the next nerd thing to achieve mainstream popularity is?
What caused the uptick in nerdy hobbies being popular?
Bro, it's just time.
I honestly kind of think time is the answer. Like, if you think about even just in the 90s, right, of like how society is, like, I think society in the past 30 years have gotten much more liberal in the sense of everyone is cool to do what they want, and we're not going to judge you, and we're not going to do this, everything's cool, like that kind of mentality.
Yeah.
And then with that, everybody's like, well, I can. Oh, I play D&D. It's super cool, right? It's not just like a bunch of jocks giving you a wedgie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that doesn't exist anymore. Which
that you know of.
Which maybe it should. I don't know what to tell you. Like,
and all these dorks are giving all the jocks wedgies now.
Oh, no. They're getting like mecha wedgies with their robots made at home on their 3D printer.
Just, these kids are just trying to like do laps around the track.
Dude, you fail long division? Yeah. Fucking idiot.
I'm like, that's a real concern.
What's like a nerd name? Because like a jock name is like Brad or Kyle.
Yeah, so what do you want?
What's like a nerd name?
Winston.
All right, Winston, let's go play Bakugan. All right. It's going to be sick.
Yeah, I think it's just time. Honestly, it's just, you know, I mean, we were part of the generation that grew up with the rise of video games, and now we're the generation that influences most of the decisions in the world.
Yeah, right? I also don't want to, like, put too much power in your head, all right, Paul? But you are, well, millennials in general, they are part of the generation now in this era where younger kids look up at what the older kids are doing.
Yeah.
And then they think that's sick because older kids are doing it, right? Like, think about where you were when you were 13 and you were looking at mid-20s to early 30-year-olds partaking in their hobbies.
Yeah.
And you're like, that stuff looks cool. I want to do that. That's really sick. But now it's just so easily accessible because of the internet that it just blows up way faster than it did before.
Yeah, right. Like, all the kids now want to be a streamer or some sort of YouTuber.
I think
influencer.
There was that American study where it was like the top most wanted job from kids in elementary school was not astronaut or firefighter. It was YouTuber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do agree. The reason that video games are the ones that rose to the top is because of their rapid advancement in terms of what they've been able to kind of entertainment they've been able to generate. And there really isn't anything else you can liken to that. And that's why, who is second part, I don't think there's going to be another, at least in this. Okay, bear with me. But for it to be a nerd hobby, I think by definition, it can't become mainstream. I don't think video games are a nerd hobby anymore. Like, they're just
mainstream.
They're just mainstream, right? Like, TCGs is a nerd hobby. Like, I don't think that is going to become mainstream.
You were telling me about those fucking basketball cards earlier today.
Yeah, you're a hell of a dork, right?
True.
Like, you're collecting sports cards, you're a dork.
I've always held the firm belief that if you play any sort of fantasy sport, you're a nerd.
Absolutely. I think for sure that is true. But I think in the spirit of his question, he's probably like, I guess the closest thing would be anime.
Yeah, I don't think it's as popular as it could be. Like, so when you look at like niche hobbies like TCGs, Magic recently, they had a missed like from the archives, and they made like Japanese only versions of all these cards with like exclusive art, and they're super nice. They're like cents on the dollar in comparison to the English cards, right?
Yeah.
And I still think like that anime culture barrier hasn't fully been opened up.
Yeah, I think with anime, it's absolutely, because by definition, they're animated.
Yep.
A lot of people
are just going to say no. That's for kids.
Yeah.
Whereas I think with video games, they're just so varied that there's entire genres and sections of video games that will never interact with other pieces, and yet they all contribute to the whole.
Yep.
Right? Like
all the crossover events.
Yeah, and I always look at the amount of people who are like super into FIFA or 2K, spending money on packs, right? And they don't play any other games, but it's totally mainstream. It's totally normal. No one's going to bat an eye at you for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When I see like a mainstream news thing cover like the One Piece movie,
yeah,
then we've made it.
Yeah, like I guess if Ebert's like two thumbs up to Dragon Ball superhero, like sure, all right, yeah.
The crossover with Chris Evans as Captain America in his reprising his role, very surprising.
As Goku.
Yeah. I guess maybe what else? Like maybe I was gonna say like programming or something. Like maybe like when 3D printers get sick, like building stuff like that, like maker stuff might get popular.
No, but I think that's more of like a consumerism play, like more of a commodity play.
True. Right? Instead of buying a toy, you buy the digital schematics and print it at home.
I don't think that's like a hobby or an interest. I think that's just where the world is moving towards consumerism.
I could see that. Yeah.
Right.
I think you're right. It's probably anime. But yet, for why they're more popular, it's definitely just I think society has gotten less judgmental over the decades.
Yeah, because we have other things to judge.
All
right.
Hell yeah! Listen, all these goddamn furries.
Oh,
holy
boy.
Shit.
What is it with the furries? What do you got against the furries?
Nothing. I just think it's weird.
They're just, I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. It's all in.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Put on the suit.
Sorry, Paul. We know you're a big fur. No.
You know, I've always wanted to do LARPing.
Go to like a Ren Fair or something?
I've always wanted to do that.
Yeah, that seems pretty sick.
Yeah. But I haven't sat down and done the research.
Dude, what if they're, there's a gap in the market. You know what we need to do?
What?
Anime LARPing.
So that's what I was thinking.
Like SAO LARPing.
That would be
sick. Hell yeah.
That would be sick. I don't know how I would do it, but that would be sick.
One guy, like when everybody thinks you roll, like you do a lottery, and one guy gets to be Kirito, and one guy gets to be Asuna.
Oh no.
And then everyone else has to come as NPCs.
Oh no. Oh no.
Or their OCs.
Oh no.
The hell yeah. Oh, no. This sounds sick.
Oh no. Oh no. I don't know if I feel about this one. Oh no. All right.
Or if I see like a, if I ever see like a mecha on screen.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Cool. Thanks for writing in.
You ever think we've been too accepting as a society?
Who are you going to shame now?
No, I'm just saying, you know, in general. Do you ever think that sometimes, you know, like bullying is needed? Because I've heard that around the internet sphere of just like certain subsect. Like what's the thing? It's like if you wanted to find... if you had an idea that you wanted to fuck toasters, you could find a community online that told you it's a good idea to fuck toasters.
I see what you're getting at, but I think that's just statistics play. Like, of course you'll find something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you need to listen. As long as they're having fun and no one's getting hurt, mm-hmm. who cares?
What if they're passively hurting society?
How are they passively?
I don't know.
They're not contributing to society.
Oh, true. They're only contributing to the toaster market.
Yeah, and guess what? If toaster sales are up. Why not?
All right. I'm waiting for my Hatsune Miku toaster. Ooh. Where she talks to me.
Sounds hot.
No. Aniki, your toast is ready.
That'd be fucking weird. Dude, you've been thinking about this too much.
I literally just thought about it right now. That's how creative I am, all right? I'm a creative mind, all right?
Cat all person. Right?
Just like a dog person. God damn it.
We know it, man. He liked the cats.
I don't like cats.
He likes the cats. What color cat, Anthony?
What?
What color cat?
I don't like cats.
I know your cat spirit. What color is your spirit?
I'm not even gonna entertain the question, because as soon as I answer, you're just gonna be like, see, told you. Got it. Gotcha.
What's that?
Huh?
Meow?
Nani? The fuck are you talking about?
Okay, good. Cats. All right. Thank you for writing in, Paul.
Thank you.
Anthony.
Do I want to start with my week or do you want to start with your week?
No, I'll go first. Right. So we went out for food
last
week.
We got some nudes.
No, we did not get nudes.
I got nudes. I got noodles. What are you talking about?
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
We got some nudes. What do you think I meant?
Hot nudes.
Yeah, I got hot nudes. TJ got dry nudes.
Oh, yeah, you did get hot
nudes. I got hot nudes. TJ got dry nudes.
I remember when I...
Okay. Dude, I made two trips to the bathroom that time. Holy shit.
We were talking about games, and revelations were brought upon me that I didn't know half of the references to one game we were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've gone back.
You shouldn't. I don't know why.
Into Final Fantasy.
God damn.
15.
Why?
Royal Edition.
This game's garbage. Why?
I have every piece of DLC.
Yeah, because you need it. It's mandatory. It's not DLC. It's mandatory.
And because there was a PlayStation sale, I could buy the last piece for $3.
The Royal Edition doesn't come with the final piece of DLC?
No.
Holy moly.
So it comes with episode... Pompous, what are their name? Ignis?
Prompto?
Ignis.
Iguanus? Somebody else. Noctis Lucius Callium?
No. Incognito and Arwen. Arden? Anyways.
Sure, I believe you.
So throughout the story of Final Fantasy 15, the boys' road trip, each of your party members at one point in the game will leave you. And then
they go do something.
They go do something.
But when the game came out, you didn't know what they did.
So
they just disappeared.
The DLC fills in that gap.
God fucking damn it.
And now I have it. And so now I can do it. I've only put in like 5 hours because honestly, I've been spending a lot of time customizing my car.
What? Like in a game or in real life?
In the game.
Okay.
Because you have DLC for your car. And I couldn't decide on my rim color. And I couldn't decide.
What decals am I putting on the side of this
thing?
Yeah,
I didn't know what to put. Like, I was like, maybe I should just have Cindy. Or, yeah, Sydney.
Sydney,
like as an anime girl across the side of my car.
Of course, you need those Itaishas, dude.
And then I realized that they gave you royal weapons from the start.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're going to mow through this game.
Dude.
So easy. Dude,
warp strike kills everything instantly so far.
The game wasn't hard to begin with, so.
It's wicked.
That's ridiculous.
And I'm playing on the PS5, so it's very smooth. It runs at 60 FPS, upscales to 4K. It looks great. I mean, it still looks like a PS4 game, a PS4 Pro game,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But with the performance enhancements, it's been nice. Like, the number one thing though is loading. Loading is pretty much gone, so that's nice.
Good, because there was loading in that game.
Yeah, there was lots of loading in that game, like heavy loading. But yeah, so it's been a good introductory jaunt.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I did this week, for real, is that I watched The Gray Man.
Keep hearing about this movie.
This movie's on Netflix, stars Ryan Gosling.
It's insane.
Chris Evans, Ana de Armas.
Ana de Armas.
Uh-huh. Here's the premise.
Okay.
There's a special section of the CIA known...
The CIA? Or the
CIA. Okay. CIA known as Sierra.
All right.
Sierra's like... Think of them as like James Bond, except there's no files on James Bond.
All right.
Okay, so they don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole job is to kill dangerous people and never show up. They live in the gray zone.
They don't abide to any law.
They live in the gray. Hence the gray man. Ryan Gosling is the gray man.
So stupid. God damn, it's already sounding dumb.
But the gray man.
Stop saying it like that.
Finds incriminating information on the CIA, and the CIA realizes this and says
that he knows it.
We need to kill him.
Uh-oh.
How do you kill their most powerful operative?
How do you kill the man who can't be killed?
They hire private contractor Chris Evans, who's psychotic, to hunt him down.
Nice.
And that is the whole story.
That's it?
Ana de Armas has a role to play. She helps out the gray man. I'm going to describe the movie like this. It is, what if John Wick happened or was made by Marvel Studios? That's basically what this movie is. All right.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is, whereas John Wick is very, let's say, almost pornographic in terms of its attention to detail to gun kata.
Yeah.
And it's hella graphic. we'll see.
It's kind of graphic. I wouldn't say it's hella graphic. Yeah, it's graphic. It's regular amounts of graphic.
Well, you have to remember what Marvel Studios is, that like they aim to more broader audience.
Oh yeah, they're like PG-13, so clean.
It's not that. It's focused, like, it's not trying to be super realistic and plausible in terms of its action. Yeah. It's not Bourne Identity where it's like shaky cam. Like, you still see, like, their choreography is really good.
But they're
also
not, like, making guys into a knife pincushion.
Right, and they're not counting bullets. Oh, all right. But there's never a point where some guy's just...
Infinite clip. Yeah.
There's never that. Okay, there's never that. All right. And I'll also say, but where they lack in that area, they make up for the fact that, like, yo, summer blockbuster... Let's go. Boom, boom, bang, bang. Just here's
all the budget, the big explosion.
Yeah, and it's like the most impossible situations. Let's make them happen.
That sounds great.
The plot? Hell, what plot? All you need to know is like Chris Evans is trying to kill Ryan Gosling, and I'm here for it. And Chris Evans plays an amazing villain. Tight white pants, porno stash.
Yeah, that mustache, though, that's killer.
A little.
God damn.
He has some of the best cheesy one-liners. They're amazing.
All right.
I had lots of fun. If you look up for reviews for this movie, you will see critics' score is like 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
Audience score is like 110 out of 100. So, yeah, it's one of those things like you want the summer of like a fun, mindless action movie, check it out. For all you guys out there with partners who are... not so much a fan of the action genre, this is not going to sell them. This is
even
not,
with Chris Evans and Ryan Gosling.
So Ryan Gosling has to take his shirt off in one of the scenes, and he's way more jacked than you think.
Yeah.
Oh, and the way
that dude knows how to work out,
and the way Chris Evans fights in this movie is exactly the same as how Captain America fights.
Oh, cool.
Only he doesn't have the super strength.
Oh, so he's just rhyming into people.
So he has to be more creative. Okay. And so at some point, he just takes out a knife.
All right. Cool. I'm down.
Yeah. Like, the ending to this movie is so macho.
Okay.
It's something else.
All right. Well, I got some good news for you then, since you enjoyed it. The Gray Man is getting a sequel.
Oh, shit.
And a spinoff.
Oh, baby. That's what I need. But there's no... Oh, okay. All right. We shall see.
Yeah. The headline on GQ is, "Reviews be damned. Netflix is making The Gray Man 2."
Hell yeah. Please.
All right, I gotta watch. I might report back next week with this. Right.
That was it.
That was all you.
I think so. Like, I know I did something on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't tell you.
All right. So I had a slow week. It's been a lot of manga reading. So I finished Bare Knuckle Jinsei, or I've at least caught up on Bare Knuckle Jinsei.
Yeah.
That was 90 chapters of guys going, "You're Bare Knuckle Jinsei." And then he's like, "I am Bare Knuckle Jinsei." And he's like, "Well, I'm here to kill you and your master." And he's like, "Well, I love my master, and he gave me a family, so I'll protect him." And then he punches a guy. <That's>...
Oh, my God. Oh, shut up.
And then occasionally, the guy he's working for, his daughter, comes out. And he's like, "Hey, Baldy, help me do a thing." And she's like, "Oh, you're so cute, little lady." And then they have like a wholesome moment. What? And that's like the whole series, 10 out of 10. I really enjoyed it.
That's the whole series. Oh, God. Okay. All right, sure.
There's more than that. Like, all the action is really good. It is very, very violent. So if you're not into that kind of stuff, maybe take a backseat on this. But because I enjoyed it so much, and it was so, so simple, I decided to check out the author's other works. His name is Tetsuya Saruwatari, and
that's a name.
This is all he makes. Like, he just makes.
Oh, that's it.
Like, fun action romps with a lot of kung fu. There's, like, some gore in there. So I started off with he has a main series called Tough. And that's like 400 chapters long. So I was like, I don't want to start that yet. So I started reading Tough Gaiden, and it's called Otan, O-T-O-N.
Tough Gaiden. Okay.
And this is all about the main character in Tough's dad. His father is, his name is Miyazawa Seiko. And he is a businessman, like thick neck businessman, who his whole goal in life is to just become stronger. So
Like physically.
Yeah, he is the ultra disciplined martial artist. He is never weak enough to kill, because killing is not defending yourself is a part of martial arts, not killing the opponent, right? He is the purest of the pure, but he is also like the craziest strong of the craziest strong, and he has all kinds of absolute bullshit techniques. So I'll give you a scenario. In a fight between a kung fu martial artist and a sniper.
No, God.
Who would win?
Obviously the sniper.
Absolutely not. Because what if I told you, right, he was like, oh, the sniper was like the guy I want to kill is going to wear body armor. So I'm going to put armor piercing rounds into my sniper rifle, right? And then when he gets shot, like the guy who's protecting the Otan or the dad who's protecting, when the bullet hits his skin, he instantly turns his body in a way to change the centrifugal force of the bullet so it travels along the inside of his skin and away from, and the exit wound is away from the target. And then because I got shot, I know where the sniper is. So I went up and it was the sniper master versus the kung fu master, right? Kung fu master or the sniper master pulls out a pistol. What happens? Kung Fu Man kicks the pistol away. Second pistol comes out and he goes, stop. The master has admitted defeat and he kills himself out of respect for the Kung Fu Man.
What?
Bro, real recognize real. I don't have to tell you about this. What's more to know?
That is not real.
That's real recognize real. Yo, he beat my sniper shot and he kicked away my gun. I'll do him the I respect him so much. That I won't let him dirty his hands because he is a true warrior.
What?
Yes.
What?
See, because you're not a warrior. You don't understand this, all right? You don't get it.
Are you a warrior?
In my head, all right?
You going out at night?
Bro, I go
patrolling the streets?
Yeah, I'm going out to just like underneath overpasses. Bro. And I can meet my rival every 5 years. We meet at this overpass at midnight.
You know who else does
and
that?
And we fight each other.
You know who does this?
Who?
Cats.
Damn, you know, being a cat person sounds fucking sick now, I don't have to tell you. But all of his fucking series are like this. It's just, you gotta be the strongest, but you must be the most disciplined. And then he fights against a guy who's strong but undisciplined. He sees the error of his ways.
All right. I mean, yeah, it sounds cool, but also real stupid.
It's real fucking dumb. Otan is only 10 chapters. And it is also
with plot like that. Yeah, I don't know, man. This has got future.
So you can find it where you can read manga because it's
what does that mean?
It means there's no official English release for this, so you can find it where you can read manga. And that's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
But I absolutely adored it. It's so stupid, and I will fully admit that it might not be good. But I think it's great.
All right.
It's not going to win any awards, all right? But then I got a Monster Hunter update.
Yeah, you hunted some monsters?
I'm playing a lot of Rise. I'm Hunter rank or Master rank like 80-something now. And I'm still going strong. I've done every of the side quests, you know, the little like requests that you can do. Not the speech bubble missions, but like the take a picture of this. Or capture this MR monster and you get a special weapon. Like those kind of requests.
Okay.
So I've done all of those. I have one more hunter rank monster to get to before the DLC comes out. And I've made a bunch of new sets. So I think I finalized my sword and shield set. I made a hunting horn set. I finished out my light bow gun set.
Wow.
And I have a lance set that's still in the works.
How's the talisman hunting been?
Talisman hunting is fucking garbage. Okay. Oh my God.
I just wanted to know.
It's so trash. Yeah. Like, I think I found maybe 2-3 good talismans out of like 600 plus talismans that came out of melds. It's so bad.
Yeah, because I'm still using a talisman from Rise, not Sunbreak.
Yeah, some of my high rank talismans are better than the rare. I got a rare 10 talisman the other day.
Yeah.
Right, retent maximum rarity.
Yeah.
Ice attack 1, no slots.
Oh, that's what a gem.
What a talisman, dude.
Oh.
So crazy. But yeah, it still continues to be fun. The grind is fucking for real when you get to afflicted monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Which is crazy. But I've almost beaten every afflicted quest.
Okay.
And then I got to go back and do all the regular quests so I can get those red check marks, baby.
Do you know if you get anything?
I don't, but I'm really hoping for the rainbow pigment.
Okay.
Because if I get that, then I'll put it on the butterfly set and I'll just be obnoxious and I'll never take it off.
Okay.
So we'll see. And then, we're grinding. We're grinding, baby. It's you go out and help newbies on certain quests. You get extra rewards because you're so high in hunter rank. But the thing, I got to come clean. I got to come clean. I made a longsword.
Oh, no.
I made a longsword. Because one of my friends made a longsword set, and I was looking at him do stuff, and that shit looks anime as fuck.
It does. It's a longsword.
Quick sheath makes that thing insane.
Yep.
You got the out of the sheath attack where you're charging it up, but you can like shadow step 3 times before you blast a dude. It looks pretty cool. It looks pretty fucking cool.
So you used it?
I've just made the longsword.
Oh, you don't have a set to go with it.
So I don't have a set to go with it. I got to think about what to build. But I think I'm going to go blast. That's going to be my blast weapon.
Okay.
And I've only built this one out because I had all the materials at the ready. I have the maxed out Teostra longsword.
Okay.
So we'll go from there. I think I'll eventually... So I think I know what the final monster at MR100 is. It's probably an offshoot of something else that I don't know if people really care about spoilers, but I don't want to give it away. But there's a tree underneath the box monster from the first game.
And yeah, I'm like, that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
So I think that'll probably be the one to get in terms of blast.
It's a hellfire monster. Yeah,
in terms of blast longsword, that'll probably be the one to do.
Yep.
But I'm having a lot more fun than I had with Rise in general.
Actually, what is the MR70 monster? What does their set look cool? I don't care about the skills. Does the set look cool?
Looks exactly the same as it did.
Oh, really?
From before. Because you know who it is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It looks the same.
It's the best monster.
He looks pretty cool. He's pretty sick. And his weapons are fucking dope.
I bet they are.
They're very cool. But yeah, I don't know if there's any visual changes, to really? Be honest. Maybe there's some pigment stuff that I don't know, because I think you might be able to still make the master rank layered, so there's probably something different.
Yeah, because I have the high rank layered of it, so I just didn't know if the master rank was different, because I know like the Rajang ones are like wildly different.
Oh, yeah, yeah, those ones are, yeah. Well, that's like a whole different monster too, I guess, technically.
No, like regular Rajang.
Oh, yeah, 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 that too. So yeah. It's still good. Endgame is much more fun than it was in Rise Vanilla. And I think they fixed a lot of the problems that they had.
The problemas.
Before. Yeah. I'm kind of missing Rampage. I don't know why. I can't tell if I'm just like...
I think you're being crazy.
Yeah, I think I'm being crazy. But I was kind of like, oh, there's no Rampage.
I'm missing the like raid monster.
That's got... Something's got to come out. Like a Jen Moran, like, or a Lao Shan or something.
Cool of Taroth.
Yeah. Dude, Gogmazios.
Safi Jiva. I'm missing that.
What was that big snake? That guy was cool.
Oh, I forget.
Dalamadur.
Yeah.
And then the Shah Dalamadur.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was from Generations?
I think that was from 4. 4 Ultimate.
Really?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, okay.
Or was it even 3? No, 3 was Jen Moran.
Yeah.
Because 3 was on the Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that was 4.
Okay.
But yeah, Monster Hunter, I keep Monster hunting. I'm waiting for that Lucent Narg dude.
I've been hunting too.
No, you haven't. All right?
Final Fantasy 15. That
game's shit.
I'm taking the hunting requests. Stop dude, playing the royal it. Weapons, these you monsters go down.
Die. I know. Why are you even playing the game?
They even have talismans to help you level up even faster. They also have a talisman that just makes it so that you don't run out of stamina.
Dude, you know what you're playing? Do you know what you're playing right now?
I don't know.
You're playing a clicker.
This is
the clicker experience.
No.
It is.
No.
All right? It is.
No.
Because I recently went back to Cookie Clicker.
Oh, God.
And they added a new building. All right? And it sounds exactly like what you're talking about.
No, it's not that.
Oh, you pressed one button and got instant gratification?
Whoa. I did not press one button.
You pressed 0 buttons.
I held a button.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Same. Tomato, tomato. All right? No. You're playing a clicker.
No, because I have to move the joystick.
I have to move my mouse.
I have to move both joysticks.
I have to sometimes press the keyboard.
And I just like menus.
You don't think there's menus in Cookie Clicker?
Nope.
There is.
No,
there
you
are.
Just click.
You just click.
So you're playing a clicker.
No.
So just join the dark side. Just come on over, baby. Nope. So easy.
No.
So fun.
Why don't you get an iPhone and then get Apple Arcade and enjoy all the best clickers?
I don't know. I'm kind of clickered out. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
A couple of years from now. Yeah. But yeah, that's my week. I got some Magic card stuff that I've been fixing up one of my decks for. And honestly, yeah, it's been a lot of Monster Hunter. It's been a lot of Tarkov. Tarkov's still hard as fuck.
Oh, I'll tell you what I've really been doing this week. What's really been taking up all my time.
What?
I've been researching hardcore bike packing.
Bike packing?
As in, like, load up my bike with bags.
And go on a trip?
Go, like, an overnight.
Oh, okay.
Like, just camp somewhere. Like, ride somewhere out.
Like, way into the forest?
Like, 200K.
Yeah.
Go to sleep. Come back.
Okay.
That
sounds cool.
It all started because I saw a guy with a bag, and he flipped open the top, and he had a bag of open Haribos, and he said, always keep yourself...
sugarized,
like,
or whatever.
Keep
the fuck.
Eating.
Yeah.
He's like, I have a timer on my Garmin. Every 45 minutes, I have a couple gummies, maybe a sandwich. And I was like, shit, I need that bag. And then that bag turned in. I need to have all the bags.
What if I got a new bike for these bags?
No, so like, no, so I have a bike that can handle all that stuff.
Right. Okay.
And then I got into the world of tires. And let me tell you, not only is it expensive, it is really.
You mean the Fat Boy tires?
No, I just need a tire with more knobs on them. Okay. But it really is just real world min-maxing your loadout, like in a Monster Hunter set,
mm-hmm.
where Fair. You can't...
But I can't go on a ore farming route to get infinite Zenny.
Right.
You can't have to go to work.
You have to choose something, right? And when you spend your money, it has to be... Like, you can't just say, oh, I want all this, this, and this. You can't have it all. You have to compromise.
Dude, that's
somewhere.
Why video games are the best.
So it kind of sucks. Like, so basically, where my compromise is right now is, do I spend more effort on getting materials to make the ride nicer on the road,
mm-hmm.
or make the ride nicer off-road?
Mm-hmm.
And the routes I take are 50-50. So which, you make one better, the other one's going to get worse. And that's where my life has been. So I haven't bought anything.
Yeah.
It's just I don't know what I want to commit to.
All right. Okay.
That's where my life's at.
Just buy them all.
No.
I've seen a lot of Macross jets you didn't sell over there. I'm sure you could sell those to get some sick tires.
No. The jets go when I get a watch.
My God. Stop it. Stop. Okay, I see some watches that could go.
Dude, you see watch straps.
Yeah, they could also go. They're not even you have more straps than watches.
Yeah, because I have more clothes than person.
Sell some stuff.
What are you talking
about? And that's why I wear the same underwear every day. All right? You only need one.
Bro.
And once you get a hole in the butt, it's just convenient. You don't even have to pull down. I'm joking.
You know what you sound like?
A cat person.
A cat person.
Sound frugal, all right?
Like a cat.
Oh, goddamn.
Damn. And on that bombshell, it's time to end.
It's time for me to question my life decision.
Yes, right. Goodbye.
Bye.